Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Today I'm in kind of a loud room, so if the background noise is annoying to anybody, just let me say ahead of time, I'm really sorry, but thanks for bearing with me. Phoenix Public Libraries are undergoing some amazing construction. It's going to be definitely worth the sacrifice. We're sharing our space, we're sacrificing computers, we're giving up the bathrooms, if that was too much information. But you know what? I can't leave my show because I actually wasn't here last week. I've got an amazing story to tell, and I have to give a shout out to my producer TJ, the owner of the station, Don. Thank you so much for being supportive and loving to me through this very tough time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to make today a dialogue. We're going to make this show between my listeners and me an opportunity to express our feelings, to have a conversation, because what happened to me was really, it was traumatic. It was horrible and it was unnecessary. So TJ, I just want to give you a heads up. I'm going to be opening up the phone lines the whole show. Anybody who wants to call in and just express their opinion, you don't even have to ask me questions the way I would usually give you advice in that way, the Q&A. No, if you have something to say about these topics that I'm going to be bringing up today, feel free to call in 888-627-6008. Okay, so without going too verbose, too loquacious, I don't want to verbally vomit on anybody, but let's talk about synergy. It's what we create when we come together, personal power. We all have power, and we know that when we are accountable for our power, you know what? That changes, okay? That changes what we do. It's supposed to change what we do. There is no neutral energy. I always tell my clients as a coach, there's no neutral energy. You are either positive or you're negative. And indifference is negative simply by virtue of the fact that it's not positive. If you genuinely say you don't care about something, that hurts people. And there's no inertia. You can't stay in one spot. You're either moving towards someone or you're moving away from them. Or you're moving with them. That's synchronized, right? You have to synchronize to synergize. Synergy is what we create when we come together. We don't add to each other. We don't multiply each other. We empower each other. Now think about that in a mathematical way. When we're talking about, we'll say 7 and 3. That's the numbers that I like to use. 7 and 3. When a 7 adds to a 3, that's 10. That's pretty good. Well, 7 times 3, that's 21. That's even better. Do we multiply each other? No, we empower each other. 7 to the 3rd power is 343. Do you know the impact you have on people? Yeah, you empower them. You make them exponentially more. Now, with the concept of there's no neutral, you're either going to make them better or you're going to make them worse. Apply that to the principle of accountability. Do you care the effect that you have on people? Do you genuinely care about people in your life that you interact with? That's a tough question. You have to be honest with yourself. One of the most important things my father taught me as a young girl, you have to be honest with yourself. When you lie to strangers, you miss out on great opportunities in life that relationships could potentially afford you. When you lie to friends and family, you die alone. My father-in-law was a perfect example of that. He had 15 children. He had 87 grandchildren. Okay, Mexicans, they have big families. He was on his deathbed. None of his children wanted to take care of him. That man needed medical attention, and none of his kids wanted to take care of him because he was a jerk. He lied to them. You know what? You die alone when you lie to friends and family. But he said the scariest thing is when you lie to yourself, you have no one left. You don't even have yourself left. You know what? It's all over. And that scared me. I was very young. I thought, wow, people actually lie to themselves and they believe their own lies. Your life will never be better than what you know and what you embrace, what you accept, what you work with. There you go. What you have as personal power is what you bring to other people. If you have a question you want to ask me or a comment you want to contribute again to this open discussion, it's 888-627-6008. And the email, if you want to go ahead and send me a message, you don't necessarily want to call in, or you can't do something out loud in your location. Then the email address is thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Again, TJ is the man who's going to be answering the phones if you call in. Now, when you have that personal power and you have that accountability, because you understand that it's not 3 plus 7, it's not 3 times 7, it's 7 to the 3rd power. But wait a minute, what about 3 to the 7th power? How do we, wait a minute, now how do we differentiate between 7 to the 3rd power and 3 to the 7th power? You know how? Because we think about what activity we're sharing in. Someone is going to be the base. They're going to be the ones doing the main activity. The other person empowering them is going to be their facilitator. Okay, so hold on, let's take a step back then. If 7 to the 3rd power is 343, what's 3 to the 7th power? That's 2,187. Okay, now let's infuse again those principles into it. You know what? I just think your negative energy or your positive energy, what are you choosing? What impact are you choosing to have on people? Wow. Okay. Now there's the accountability. Are you being honest with the people? Are you being responsible to be accountable to them for yourself? I've always said I don't like social media simply because it's taken away our accountability. One of the questions that I ask colleagues, I even ask colleagues, not just clients, but I say, that thing that you just posted on social media, would you have said that to them if they were standing right in front of you? Yeah, okay. Now it's time to take a look at yourself. And again, be honest with yourself. You're only going to be as honest with other people as you are with yourself first. So now, when we're talking about synchronize, there's no inertia. You're either moving towards someone, you're moving away from them, or you are in sync. What I learned from my experience this last week is about friendship. Wow, that's a pretty powerful topic. It seems very simple, it seems very basic, but it's not. It's amazing. It is the source of our emotional energy. There's a lot of questions that I ask people in my surveys about trust and appreciation and respect. In order to have a friendship, you have to have all three. I like acronyms, so I use the ART, appreciation and respect and trust. Yeah, you have to have that. It's an art. When you have all three of those things, then you know that you value someone and you give them honor and you surrender to them. There's going to be times when, you know what, you might hit a wall with that person, but if you appreciate them and you respect them and you trust them, you will continue to stay with them, synchronized with them. Again, the number is 888-627-6008, and the email is thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. Okay, so this is what happened to me. I actually hadn't slept in about 2 days because there were some things going on around me that were interrupting my sleep. I'm epileptic. Ladies and gentlemen, I have seizures. When I don't get enough sleep, I actually have seizures. So I went to the hospital and I said, you know what? I'm very scared that I'm actually going to have seizures, but some personal things have been happening and I'm very depressed. And yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be safe because when I was young, I tried to kill myself. And I'm also thinking now that my seizures might be more intense, they're more violent. I could be in danger. I need to be in a place where I know I'm going to get some sleep. Now, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind too that I gave birth naturally 3 times. I hate drugs. I think they are evil. I told my husband if he ever took drugs, I would leave him. It's absolutely not negotiable. I didn't even give my kids immunizations. I was ready to take drugs to get some sleep because I knew that it was time for me to also figure out what was going on with my seizures. I almost thought maybe some of them could be anxiety attacks. You know what? I went to the hospital here in downtown Phoenix, and they stood there watching me. I was on suicide watch, and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? Do you actually think I'm going to sleep with you staring at me like I'm some kind of, I don't even know it. You know what? One of them fell asleep 4 times while she was watching me. And I was so pissed off that the next person on the next shift, it was like 4 hours after she had, I had been admitted, he was watching me. And I said, okay, so we're going to have some fun with this guy. I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and act crazy because obviously I'm not going to get any sleep. So I started just looking at him, going, I wonder how many things could happen with this person that I'm looking at because I'm gone, psychotic, and just to be a turd. But they're not supposed to respond. I didn't know that either. So I basically told the doctors, if you don't get this person out of here, you're going to regret it and they're going to regret it. I need to go somewhere that's actually going to help me with my sleep so I don't have anxiety, so I don't have seizures, so I don't hurt myself. Yeah, they ended up shipping me over to Villa Linda Behavioral Hospital for suicidal people. Okay, I didn't say I was suicidal. I said I had been over, what, 35, 40 years ago. And I'm like, okay, you weren't listening to me. You know what? Some things happened there and it actually got worse. It actually got to the point where I was in lockdown. They confiscated my telephone. They confiscated all my personal items. I could not make any phone calls to anybody that I needed to communicate with. I said, how long am I going to be here? They said 3 to 5 days. You're going to be on suicide watch. And I'm like, okay, well, are we going to talk about my seizures? Are you going to help me get sleep? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it got fun. Let me take a real quick break. This is where the story gets juicy. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Today we're going to be talking about friendship. And the reason that I brought up friendship is because some things happened while I was basically being held hostage in a psychiatric hospital with women who genuinely did have mental health issues. And when we were dealing with a doctor who was absolutely evil. He was malicious and heartless. He deprived us of the care that we needed. He mocked us in our needs. There were a lot of laws being broken, health codes being violated. Even the patient advocate was being manipulated, distorting the grievances that we were filing. We came together. Yeah, we united. And even though I wasn't suicidal, I wasn't psychotic. He kept trying to push drugs on me. I knew, you know what? There was a reason why I had been sent there. There were some ladies who genuinely did have emotional and mental health issues that they needed some facilitation. They needed encouragement. They needed support. Yeah, this was going to be an opportunity for me to be a wonderful experience in their horrible experience so that we could build some kind of connection. Now, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an introvert, so I don't make friends. I only have from birth to death, maybe 5 friends, right? But what I could provide to them, what we could give each other for each other, that would be priceless because it would improve the quality, not just of the condition that we were in, but our being after we left. Okay, so when I said to this doctor, first of all, okay, so I got there on Wednesday afternoon. And I said, you guys need to understand, I have to take my pills. It's very, very important that I take my anticonvulsant. They said, okay, we can do that, which was fine when I got there at around 3 o'clock. Okay, but then I said, my next one I need to take by 9 o'clock. And the doctor said, no, we're going to go ahead and give it to you later. I said, yeah, okay. Yeah, let's talk to someone else. No one talked to me. I went and talked to the nurse and I said, okay, I need to take my medication on certain hours. She said, no, that's not what the computer said. I said, okay, but I was talking to another nurse and they said one thing, you're saying something else. What did the doctor say? She goes, well, I'm just looking at the records. Nope. She made me wait. I had not slept. She made me wait until 11 o'clock to take my medication. And then when 11 o'clock came around, I still hadn't taken it. I was literally on the floor, curled up, waiting for my anticonvulsant medication because she withheld it from me. For the next 48 hours, they were depriving me of my medication while I was talking to a psychiatrist about the fact that I was not suicidal. I was not homicidal. I had anxiety and I was concerned about my seizures. Not once did that man let me see a neurologist. Not once did I see a medical doctor. Not once did I see a therapist. Oh, yeah, by the way, you can't see psychologists in the psych ward at Villa Linda Behavioral Hospital. Okay, so yeah, I started having seizures. And you know what? The staff really didn't care. And I thought, okay, so now there's a lot of different things I can do here. There are women who are being abused like me by the staff. We have a couple different things. We have personal power that we can do for each other. Have you ever had the opportunity to do amazing things with amazing people, and the only thing you knew how to do was raise hell and fight back? You know what? I decided I was going to kill them with kindness, and we were going to unite, synchronize, unify, become powerful with our positive energy. You want to call in and contribute to this discussion because I know I'm starting to broach different topics here. 888-627-6008. I was actually talking to the nurses and saying, I have to get my sleep. Do you understand? This is a very basic concept. I was submitting grievances. There were a few staff members, a few nurses who gave me my medication when I needed it because they saw that I was having seizures. The psychiatrist literally told me, no, I don't think you're having real seizures. I don't think your epilepsy is real. I think you're psychotic. And he kept trying to force me to take medication. I said, absolutely not. Then he brought students in. So when the students came in, I said, you know what? To them, not to him. I think it's interesting that the psychiatrist here isn't taking into consideration my neurological condition, and he's continuing to force me to, take these pharmaceuticals that I don't want or need. I wonder why he's doing that. Do you think maybe he should take care of my epilepsy? Or do you think, and that's when he interrupted me and said, you know what? You really have an attitude problem and you don't belong here. I'm going to discharge you. I said, great, let me get a real doctor. He didn't discharge me, so I continued to stay. So between the women, right, who were continuously abused by this man and neglected by the nurses staffing, I said, ladies, we got to fill out these grievances. The only way things are going to change is by us uniting and being proactive. Okay, there's no neutral energy. It's either positive or negative. We've got to get our positive energy together. And there's no inertia. You're either making it better or you're making it worse. You're moving toward a solution or you're propelling the problem. So they said, well, okay, we'll see. I spoke to one of the nurses. I spoke to actually, I was supposed to be assigned a social worker, caseworker from the first day. It was Monday, and I still didn't have one. I said, okay, now I'm going to raise hell. I've been patient. I have been waiting. I've been letting you guys do your job. Well, it's the weekend, so we can't really do our job. Okay. I filled out 34 grievances. Yeah, that was pretty good. So, what I was basically telling them, you know what? Knowledge is power. You know now. exactly what the problems are. I've specified everything that every single staff member has done. And I've done it in the most professional and mature and responsible way. The women that were there actually couldn't believe it. They were so grateful to me for what I had done. We exchanged phone numbers. They said, we're going to start a group on social media. We are going to make sure that we take care of each other. There was one lady who actually came in to the psych ward, the suicide watch part of the building, and said, I'm so scared. I've given birth to a little girl and I'm breastfeeding, and I was taken away from her, and I'm a horrible mother because now I'm not being the good mother that I'm supposed to be. And by the time she left, she said, wow, I know what my calling is now. I need to help women who are being victimized. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? You don't have to be destructive in order to make change, real progress, real change. Have you ever done something like that in your life where you've said, I'm going to wield my power in a positive and proactive way? I don't have to do harm to others in order to make lasting change. The number to the station is 888-627-6008, and the email is thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. I'm going to refresh my email here at the next commercial break. But when you think about the capacity that you have to take an absolutely horrible situation, we're not just talking lemons turned into lemonade, we're talking about feces turned into fertilizer. How important is it to have that synchronicity, to create that synergy? How can you create synchronicity? That's tricky. That's tough. You have to do something very important called communicating. Yeah. Okay. So that's a whole nother dynamic here. We're talking about the work that has to be done. Is it worth it? How often do we genuinely not have the information that we need in order to make changes because we have not taken the time to communicate? Social media does not encourage communication. It gives us little bits and pieces of technical interaction. That's not really content. That's not really substance. That's certainly not connection because it's not personal interaction. We know we have the capacity to come together and to do things. We have to be together. Now, think about this, just a question I'm going to pose before we go to the next commercial break. When you think about friendship, because this is another thing that kind of happened on the side, do you believe that men and women can be friends, that they can contribute to each other's lives when they come together without having sex? Okay, because women friends with women is one thing. Men friends with men is another thing. Men friends with women is another thing. Okay, so if we're talking about what we can create when we have positive energy, when we synchronize to synergize, when we have good positive intentions and motivation and abilities, that's another acronym I like to use, AIM, your ability and your intentions and your motives. When you have all of those things working together, do you have the capacity to maximize the good without creating any collateral damage of the bad? Now, I'm going to go ahead and take another break here. Again, the number to call in if you want to ask a question or even express your opinion, it's 888-627-6008. Or you can send an email to thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. This is Gabrielle Cardona with The Power of Synergy. I'll be right back. Okay, so this is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, and today we're talking about friendship. When people come together and they create a relationship, What can they do to facilitate, to encourage, to support, to assist each other? Those may all seem like the same thing, but they're not. The last thing I asked before the commercial break was, can men and women be friends? Yeah, okay. You know what? You ask five different people, you'll get five different answers, probably just because, again, social media has changed social dynamics. But you know what? Having sex just really changes everything, doesn't it? One of my favorite lines in a movie was from Say Anything. And when, let's see, Lloyd Dobler had sex with Diane Court, a girl he had just been in love with forever, massive crush on her. He said, you know, it's fine, nothing's changed. And then his best friend, who happened to be a girl, said, Lloyd, listen to me. Everything has changed. You could be 30, 50. You could be seeing in the grocery store and you can say hi. You can talk about the news, weather, whatever. But what you'll really be thinking is, we had sex. Yes. And there's a song, one of my favorite songs is Same Old Lang Syne. He met his lover in the grocery store, old lover in a grocery store. And you know what? They were talking about their lives. She was married. She would have liked to say she loved her husband, but you know what? That wasn't true. You know, he got out of the taxi and watched her drive away. And just for a moment, I was back in school and felt that old familiar pain. And yeah, you know what? When I tell people in my life, my husband is the only man I've ever been with, and the most important people in my life have been men. I've never had sex with my best friends, my most esteemed colleagues, including my producer, the owner of this radio station, Don. He's one of the most important men in my life. I do consider him a personal friend. I know that he knows that he would never, ever, ever try to do anything like that. Of course, he thinks I'm attractive. Men think I'm attractive. So what? I was literally on the rail this morning trying to get to the library. I had three men hit on me. Two of them were vulgar and sexual. One of them was trying to be romantic, but I said, look, the only man I'm ever going to have sex with is my husband. Do you still want to talk to me? There are men out there, ladies, who give you respect. They give you that dignity, and you can trust them, and you can appreciate them, and you can respect them because they're mature and they're intelligent and they're strong, and they don't have to be what media has convinced us that all men and all women are. We just want to sleep with everybody. No, you can work with people, you can find good quality people who do good quality, amazing things. Yeah, and that's when you synchronize and you say, this is what's going on. This is what we need to do. I have a game plan. What do you think? Let's do this. Do you want to participate in this? Do you want to contribute to it? Do you want to add to it? Do you believe that men and women can be quality friends? Yeah, without having sex and without ever having to worry about having sex. 888-627-6008. Or the power of synergy listeners at gmail.com. And TJ is the one who's going to be answering the phone. He'll let me know who you are. And yeah, we'll definitely have a dialogue if you want to talk about it or a question about relationships. My husband is Mexican and he knows. Okay, I'll give you an example. Give you an example here that my husband, again, being Mexican, is very, very not negotiable about certain things, about behavior between men and women. There are socially acceptable and socially unacceptable things that you do. But you know what? I love his best friend. His best friend is Francisco. And I know that Francisco will never behave a certain way towards me, and he will never say certain things to me, and he will never be able to be, you know, let me say or be or do those things to him. But we have that incredible love and deep affection in our hearts for each other. And when we were at a party, Francisco said to me, "Hey, I want to watch you serenade your husband." No, I did. I was actually doing it for Francisco, and my husband knew that, but he was not jealous because he knew that the sexuality that a husband and wife have with each other, that doesn't have to infect another relationship that I have with a male friend or, you know, my best friend when I was growing up. Yeah, I knew he loved me and he really wanted to marry me, but he behaved himself. And I always said to him, you're one of the most important people in my life. You're the one that I go to when I have problems with my mom, which he knew was daily. Okay. And he never made my husband feel bad, and he never even suggested anything inappropriate. Do we have the capacity to cooperate with each other, to facilitate and encourage and support each other? We absolutely do. We just have to be very, very, shall we say, open about what we're thinking and what we're feeling and what we want and what we need in that situation. That means we have to be able to dialogue. Well, then that means we have to know each other. Wow, what a concept. That's what friends do again. Okay, so they actually figure out all of the content. I like to call it verbal vomit sometimes, which is stream of consciousness. And I use the example of my husband again, because he's an extrovert. Okay. Introverts don't talk unless they have something to say. Extroverts don't know what they're thinking until they hear themselves say it. So sometimes I even ask my husband, are you actually talking to me, or are you thinking out loud in my general direction? He was like, oh, yeah, I said that out loud, huh, didn't I? I say yes. And sometimes he'll do a stream of consciousness because he was thinking about what that happened. And then because with that would never really, because she always, she would never do that, but she did that one time. Oh, that's it. That's why that happened. And I was sitting there looking at him with a great big grin on his face, going, yeah, so do I get to participate in this conversation yet? Oh my God, that's it. And then I go ahead and engage, and then we dialogue. If you know that there's someone in your life that you can verbally vomit all over, just say whatever you're thinking in any way that you can. Yeah, then you guys can get together and do something. Just know you'll never have sex. Just know you'll never have sex. And that way, it's never a potential question in the back of your mind. Because, yeah, once you have that question in your mind, maybe we could potentially have something, you're going to be distracted at all times. Now, when women get together with women, we have a certain constitution. When men get together with men, they have a certain modus operandi. You have to know who you're with. Then that begs the next element of what I like to call friendship. That's conocerse. That's Spanish. In English, to know someone, yeah, that's the same thing as knowing the information in a book. Do you have an opinion about that too? 888-627-6008. Now, I might actually get some questions from this. Oh, yes, and the email is thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. In Spanish, there's two different words for know, KNOW. When you know information, it's saber, SABER. When you know a person, it's conocer, CONOCER. Now, you can read about a person's personality all day in a book, but until you spend time with them, you don't know them. When you truly know someone, that's a profound understanding, not only of their constitution, their strengths, their weaknesses, their preferences, their modus operandi. Truly, the personal variables that could be the nurture experiences that they've had in life that will modify anything academic that you might learn, right, from reading about them. And that way, when you know them in a conocer way, you can respond to them in a personal and intimate way. Art, appreciation, respect, and trust can't happen until you conocer. Una persona. And that's the other thing I like about that. In Spanish, saber doesn't have any A afterward. Conocer has an A afterward. In Spanish, the letter A means to, like you are going towards something. You know to them. You're pursuing them to get familiar with them. That's to understand them, to connect with them, to bond with them. And that's when it becomes profound. You have that good foundation. Who should you really become friends with? And how can you adapt to people to become good quality friends with them? I'm telling you, when I was in the hospital with these ladies, we spent all day, every day together. These jerks wouldn't even let us go outside. Sometimes we would go out for a morning meeting, which was like 10 minutes, but that wasn't long enough. And you know what? Just Folks, ladies and gentlemen, it pissed me off. They had thunder and lightning storms, and they still wouldn't let us go out. This is the reason I came to Arizona. Monsoon, it's only a 6-week season, but from Seattle, that's not legitimate rain. Monsoon is real rain, and I love it with the thunder and the lightning. And well, obviously, we're sickos, so we can't go outside. What the hell is that about? That would have been much better for us. And the windows, they were covered with gray film, so you couldn't even see outside when the sun was out, or when the sunset was completely gorgeous. Yeah, so we spent a lot of time getting to conocer ourselves. Sometimes we would try to watch TV, but you know what? I did puzzles. Oh my God, I haven't done puzzles in forever. But we had some good conversations around that. So now let's talk about dialogue. I'm going to take a real quick break. Again, the number to call in if you want a question or comment, anything, you can go ahead and talk to TJ. He's going to be the one to answer the phones, 888-627-6008. Or email thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. We're going to take a real quick break. I'll be right back. This is Gabrielle Cardona with The Power of Synergy. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Okay, so we're talking about friendship and what it is composed, comprised of, and what it takes to really create, but then also maintain and sustain. You know, I'll tell you the difference between my brother, who growing up, he was actually my best friend because he spent time with me, but he accepted me and he appreciated me and he gave me dignity and he gave me his affection. Yeah, my brother, along with my best friend from my church, those were the only two people in my life who helped me endure puberty and my mother and all the different horrible things that were going on in the United States in the 80s and 90s. You know what? We were a mess socially and emotionally because everyone was just fighting about everything all the time. We couldn't find north on a compass. Yeah, well, my brother was my best friend. Then when I was growing up, the friend that I had from childhood, he and I changed our relationships when we got married. But we were still really, really, really good friends. I just moved away and that made it tough. My husband's brother, you know what? He's his best friend. I couldn't quite ever bond with him, but my husband's best friend was someone that I came to love. I just want to give a shout out right now to a guy at the shelter that I've been helping for 4 years. His name is Bobby. I saw him before I went to the hospital. He ended up moving into his house because he's finally got the house. Bobby, you know what? I miss you. I love you so much. And out of all the people that I coached for the 4.5 years now that I've been going back to CAS in Phoenix, you're one of my best friends now. I truly, if you hooked me up to a machine that could gauge my emotional and my physical and mental responses, and someone said, Bobby Woods, I might break the machine just because I love you, but I'm an introvert, so I hide it really well. But yeah, friendship is different things in different ways for different reasons. Now, the reason that, again, I brought this up was because I was having a dialogue. Yes, it was sort of a pseudo session conversation with someone that I've been coaching off and on for about 6 years now. And The question was, do you want to know what I was in the hospital for? And they just responded, well, no, you're okay. And I thought, okay, I kind of thought we might be friends, but apparently, if they don't want to know what I am in the hospital for, then we're probably not friends. I assumed. You cannot assume. You have to know. So I spoke to them. I said, you know what? I think that we might not be friends the way that I thought, because I thought you would want to know what I was in the hospital for 8 days for, literally on lockdown. And they said, oh, no, you're my friend. And I'm like, okay, now I'm their friend, but are they my friend? All I can say to my listeners here is ask yourself, how do you define friendship? What do you give to others as their friends? And more importantly, what do you need for them to give to you? Because again, communication is key. If you are not communicating, then you are doing them a grave disservice. People need to know. Okay, hold on. Let me check one thing here. And it might have to refresh. Okay, stick with me here. Here we go. Okay, nope, that wasn't it. And here's the other thing. I hate technology because we're constantly being notified of things and nothing's going on. Nothing of value. Sorry. Nothing of value is going on. So again, then think about the time that you spend with the people that you care about. What kind of time are you spending? There are people that I say, look, we can text, two or three times, but if it's about anything important, I say, no, we are not going to text. Talking over typing. That is almost now my mantra. Talking over typing. You have to get either on the phone where I can hear your voice, or on camera where I can see your face. This morning I had a breakfast at a really bad fast food restaurant with someone who means a lot to me now. And I said, you know what? There's just certain things that I got to tell you, but I'm not going to type it because it's too important to me. And by the end of the 10, 15 minute conversation, both of us were in a different condition. My entire day was exponentially better because I knew, yeah, when we communicate certain things, your body language, your eye contact, facial expressions, sense stress modulation, intonation, inflection, pausing, and volume. Our voice is what makes us people. Okay, let me give you an example. Two words that can mean four different things. Okay, the two words are would. You, WOULD space YOU question mark. Okay, what does that mean? If someone sent you a text message of two words, would you? What does that mean? Okay, so I'll tell you what it could mean different ways. If I said, would you? That's, well, don't accuse me of something, right? Because I don't think you would. And then there's would you? Which is, yeah, I don't trust you at all. Then there's, would you? Which is, wow, I learned something new about you today. Then there's, would you? Which is, thank you so much. Yeah, okay, so if we're talking about two words can make that much of a difference. If you're having a dialogue of 58 messages back and forth, and that's why I tell my friend who's hopefully listening to the show right about now, I say, no, there's certain things that I'm willing to text you for 45 minutes back and forth while I'm multitasking. And then there's some things that no, because you need to see my face and you need to hear my voice and you need to look at my body when I'm talking to you. That was one of those, let's see. Five different people that I needed to personally tell about my hospital experience. My producer, again, Don, I just love you so much, and you know that. I had to tell him, no, you need to know all the gory, juicy details. Yeah, and that's only going to be a good experience in person. But okay, maybe if they're in England, that's a problem. That's why God made Zoom. Okay, yes. Now, when you know that the time that you spend with the people that you love, that's going to draw you closer to them. But okay, but think about this too. Again, I love Francisco, but he and I will never be friends because we're not allowed to get close to each other past a certain point. Yes, I love Vance Packer very much, and I love Paulina Avalon. She's from the Spanish congregation, but she is a 70-year-old woman from Colombia who does not know how to be with a 50-year-old American like me, woman. You know what? We're like night and day. I love her very much. But I will never share personal things past a certain point. What do you have with people? What do you want from people? What are you willing to give to people? And how much of it is negotiable? That's the next point I want to bring up. You have to be very, very clear with yourself. Like I mentioned, my father, you're never going to be more honest with other people than you are with yourself. You have to be completely honest with yourself at all times. So, again, the number is 888-627-6008. And if you want to send me a question in an email, it's the power of synergy listeners at gmail.com. This is the power of synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. I'm a relationship coach. I teach people how to get together to synchronize and synergize and facilitate relationships. That's connection, that's making progress. When we unite, we empower. We don't add to each other, we don't multiply each other, we empower each other. That means that you are responsible for the effect that you have on other people. Ask yourself when you get together with someone, when you interact with someone, this is a very simple question to ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Have you made that person better than what they were before they came to you? Yes or no? Yeah, that's pretty simple. I didn't say it was easy. You have to be honest with yourself about the effect that you have on people. And here's the deal. When we're talking about quality over quantity. If you say to someone, look, I am not good right now. I don't think that I'm going to be good for you right now. People will be so grateful for your honesty. That alone has made them a better quality soul for two reasons. First of all, because you've been honest with them, that means they can appreciate and respect and trust you. Second, you've been vulnerable with them, which means they can feel vulnerable. They can feel like it's okay. They don't have to feel weak because you know what? I promise you, they are going to feel like that at some point. And if they know that you are comfortable being honest with them, they are going to be more likely to be honest with the people in their life. And people do appreciate it when you give them credit for being able to handle the truth. I love Jack Nicholson. Yes, when I was 8, I believe I wanted to marry him. When I was 12, I wanted to do other things with him. But you know what? The bottom line is he could scream it in a courtroom to Tom Cruise because it was true of so many people. It rang true inside of a lot of us. We can't really handle the truth. One of the best gifts you can give someone in your life is being able to handle the truth from them. That means accepting them, that means understanding them. And that's the appreciation, respect, and trust that everybody deserves, that everybody needs. When you know that you're accountable for what you say and what you do, you have two options. You can either do something constructive and proactive and positive, or you can excuse yourself, recluse yourself, and just say, no, I'm not going to make this situation better. When I was in the hospital having seizures, okay, this is actually where it's going to get kind of tough for me. I felt horrible because I knew that some of them saw me have a seizure and I felt so guilty. I felt so bad and scared. I was worried that they were going to be afraid of me. And the good times that we had, I thought, oh man, they're not going to want to be with me anymore, just as self-preservation. And so I came out of my room. I was not eating. They were not letting me see the doctor. I was not going to any of the groups. No one on the staff even gave two shits about me. None of them cared about me. And I came out into the group area and I said, I just want you ladies to know that I am really sorry they're doing this to me, but there is no way in hell I'm going to make this your problem. And I'm sorry if watching me have a seizure scared you, but I appreciate you for putting up with this and for not turning it into something worse than it has to be, because the problem was the impotence and the indifference and the incompetence of the staff. It was not the responsibility of those ladies. And when they knew that I cared more about them than anything happening to me, they cut off my access to my phone. And when my husband and my children and my brother called into the hospital, they wouldn't put the phone call through to me. That ripped my heart out. But I knew that what I had with these ladies in the way of synchronicity and a synergy just from doing puzzles together was making them better people, and that they were worth the sacrifice. Oh, honey, I'm Italian. I'm a hellraiser. Do you have any idea the damage I could have done to those staff? Yes, I filed 34 grievances. Yes, I got the legal documentation. Yes, I'm taking that psychiatrist to court. Absolutely, I'm calling that patient advocate out on all of her bullshit. But you know what? Most important, I used my power in a proactive and positive and healthy and constructive way so that the other women that were there for their own issues that are just as important as my issues were not harmed while I was taking action, while I was making progress. And you know what? I actually made copies of all the grievances and I showed them to the ladies. I said, you, if you've had any issues with these problems, with these individuals in this location, fill out a grievance. Here's my phone number. We actually wrote a list. We exchanged names and numbers, but I handed them out before I left because they wouldn't even let me get my discharge taken care of. They ran me out of the hospital, literally in my scrubs. And the patient advocate went through and tried to take away all the pages of numbers that, and I said, but you know what? It's too late. Some of the ladies have already been discharged and they put it in their phone and they've already set it up on social media. So now everybody's going to know about you. That was the power, because when we unite, we synergize, really, really synergize. We synchronize because we use our power in a positive way, not in a negative one. Ask yourself this: if you're doing collateral damage in the process of making progress, is it true progress? No, it's not. And if you're using your ignorance and your indifference or your impotence or your incompetence to try to make something happen, do you genuinely care about other people? No, probably not. Maybe you need to take a step back. When I was a little girl, my mom took me to a lot of psychiatrists, and I know they were full of it. That's why sometimes I feigned mental illness, just, you know, to give them a run for their money. But I decided I was going to be a life coach, because coaches, they give the players, they give the athletes equipment, they give them strategy, and they're standing there on the sideline, rooting for them and supporting them and encouraging them. And you know what? Yeah. They're not fulfilled until the players score. And that's what a coach does. I help people score in the game of life by maximizing their talents and their strengths, giving them equipment. Yeah, I help the people at the homeless shelter several times a year. I go down there, I give them the workbooks, I give them the classes, because it always does pay off in one way or another. And when they become better quality people, they get out of the shelter. When I went down there the first time 4 years ago, it was an absolute latrine. It was disgusting. It was horrible. It was horrifying. Now they have karaoke. Okay. They have a few things they need to work on. Yes. But the fact is, the residents there now, they laugh and hug and they kiss and they make their life better and they move out. They don't stay there for years at a time. Now they stay there for months at a time. You have power. Use your power. You can make friends. Be healthy with your friends, for your friends, to your friends. Always remember there's no neutral energy, there's no inertia. Knowledge comes with power. Power comes with responsibility. Responsibility demands accountability. If you want to ask me a question and you can't call in on the show, the email address is thepowerofsynergylisteners@gmail.com. My website is www.life-synergy-coaching.com. I'm going to be giving some classes at the Phoenix Libraries in the next 2 months. So go ahead and take a look at the website, see what's going on. And if you want to go ahead and make some donations, email me and I'll send you the information because there's a couple campaigns that I'm doing for a couple different causes. So if you want those details, I can provide that to you as well. This is the Power of Synergy. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. I'm Gabrielle Cardona.